Chapter 83. Woman, cried I, for once in my life determined to have my own way, hold your foolish tongue. Your absurd pride has been the ruin of us hitherto, and, from this day, I'll have no more of it. Harkee, Orlando, if you will take Jemimeryn, you may have her, and if you will take £500 for a half share of the shop, they're yours, and that's for you, Mrs. Cox. And here we are, back again. And I write this from the old back shop, where we are all waiting, to see the new year in. Orlando sits yonder, plaiting a wig for my Lord Chief Justice, as happy as may be. And Jemimeryn and her mother have been as busy as you can imagine all day long, and are just now giving the finishing touches to the bridal dresses. For the wedding is to take place the day after tomorrow. I've cut 17 heads off, as I say, this very day. And as for Jemmy, I no more mind her than I do the Emperor of China and all his tambourines. Last night we had a merry meeting of our friends and neighbors, to celebrate our reappearance among them, and very merry we all were. We had a capital fiddler, and we kept it up till a pretty tidy hour this morning. We begun with quadrilles, but I never could do 'em well, and after that, to please Mr. Crump and his intended, we tried a galliard, which I found anything but easy. For since I am come back to a life of peace and comfort, it's astonishing how stout I'm getting. So we turned at once to what Jemmy and me excels in, a country dance, which is rather surprising, as we was both brought up to a town life. As for young Tug, he showed off in a sailor's hornpipe, which Mrs. Cox says is very proper for him to learn, now he is intended for the sea. But stop. Here comes in the punch bowls, and if we are not happy, who is? I say I am like the Swiss people, for I can't flourish out of my native hair. End of the Project Gutenberg Text Burlesques, by William M. Thackeray. BRLSQ by Gutenberg Edition.